My Most Unforgettable Character by Augusta D. Edwards. The first time I met Margaret Mitchell, she was in a setting that might have been from the famous novel she wrote many years later, Gone with the Wind. There was the soft southern night, the stately white-columned house, and the gay sliver of a 19-year-old girl in a blue-green dress skipping down the stairs to greet her guests. It was in the spring of 1920, and I was in Atlanta visiting my sister. We were going camping with Peggy and had gone to her house on Peachtree Street to make arrangements. I had a wonderful evening. Peggy had three handsome beaux in attendance, and it was quickly apparent that she was not only a lively wit and a natural storyteller, but an intent and genuinely interested listener. She was a tiny thing, just 5 feet and weighing less than 100 pounds. She would describe herself, perhaps unconsciously, on the first page of Gone with the Wind. Scarlett O'Hara had an arresting face, pointed of chin, square of jaw. Her eyes were pale green, and above them her thick black brows slanted upward, cutting a startling oblique line in her magnolia-white skin. Through the years, as our friendship ripened, I found Margaret Mitchell a complex creature, high-spirited, defiant, yet compassionate. She hooted at convention. When the daughter of an unusually stuffy family was getting married, Peggy attended a tea in her honor. To the piles of lingerie and virginal white laid out for the guests to see, she solemnly added her own contribution, a nightgown of violent purple.